With news, I'm Peter Killeen. An arrest made in the case of a shooting that injured a Hoopa man on March 28th. 30-year-old Joseph Anthony Kaywood taken into custody in the Eureka area this week. Kaywood booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of attempted murder and shooting at an inhabited dwelling, in addition to felony warrant for carrying a firearm capable of being concealed. Bail for him set at $510,000. The case remains under investigation. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Yurok Tribe of Northern California, and National Park Service taking the next big step in the condor's recovery with a proposal to reintroduce America's largest land bird to parts of the Pacific Northwest, where it's not been seen for over a century. Building on a decade's worth of preparation initiated by the Yurok Tribe, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing to establish a collaboratively managed new California condor release facility in Redwood National Park within the tribe's ancestral territory. Like the southwestern population, the new population would be given the special status of non-essential experimental under the Endangered Species Act, which would provide protections to the released birds while also allowing flexibility to landowners and other stakeholders potentially affected by the reintroduction of the federally listed endangered species. Well, spring has sprung, and local nonprofit Cooperation Humboldt's food team launching the season by planting 24 fruit trees throughout Eureka and Arcata. The trees were all planted in publicly accessible locations with the intent of making food available to anyone who wants it. The fruit tree planting follows on the heels of another successful project, Cooperation Humboldt's Little Free Pantries. 12 outdoor pantry boxes now in operation where residents can share non-perishable foods and personal care items 24 hours a day. Cooperation Humboldt's food team will be working next on converting unused front lawns into productive gardens. Well, Advanced Security Systems announcing the asset purchase of one of Petaluma's oldest and largest security system providers, K&R Security. The president and operator there is retiring. Advanced Security Systems, with offices in Eureka, Santa Rosa, and Crescent City, and will continue to service K&R Security customers from its existing Sonoma County location. And the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office annual 2018 annual report is now available. You can learn more about the mission, the goals, the community accomplishments, and people in this year's report. You can access it through humboldtgov.org. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.